It's 18 hours Beijing time.
Beijing Renmin Guangbodian Tai, Wai Yu Guangbo, Jumbo, Chi Chi Sikhenhe, Yu Xian Tiaopin, Jiu Shi Tian Ba Zhao He.
This is Radio 774, www.am774.com.
Beijing Wai Yu Guangbo, Wang Luo Dian Tai, Qing Shuang Yu, Wang Tian Xia, Beijing Wai Yu Guangbo.
Your bilingual station, AM 774.
Use English. Come join us and learn native spoken English in a creative way. Fun learning experience, no matter what your English level is. Check it out in Use English.
听众朋友大家好，欢迎再次收听趣味青春英语，又和大家见面了。Rose 和 Brian 为您主持 Use English。那在今天的节目当中呢，我们依然来谈谈和我们的身体相关的话题，但是呢，我们今天要聊的是身体的健康。Well, I guess to build a healthy body, you really need to do a lot of things, don't you?
Yes.Absolutely, you do need to do a lot of things. And one of the things we're going to discuss today is basically cleansing、your body. Do you know what that is?
Well, sort of deport all the toxic and bad stuff from your body.
That's exactly right. But in order to detox, you actually have to do eat certain foods and don't eat certain foods. And you should do it for like 30 days.Some people do it for 7 days, if you really, really want to get into shape and do better, you should do it for 30.
Just 30 days?
Yeah. Oh, no. You can, well, a detox is normally for like, it could be 10 days, 12 days, something like this, 7 to 12 days, but...Or even 2 weeks.
So this is like a special session instead of a daily routine.
Exactly.
Well, I can do that.
No, you couldn't.
Why?
Okay, let's see if you can do this.
All right.
I highly doubt it. So detoxing can do more than make your eyes sparkle and your skin glow. Of course, it can boost energy levels, improve digestion, and help shift new unwanted kilos, too. So you can basically help, you can lose weight by doing this, of course. So...the purpose of any detox plan is to take the load off the organs that detoxify the body, the liver, kidneys, and bowel, like we discussed、a few shows ago, while at the same time supporting and improving their performance. So if you want to fast track your health, give your body a break, or just want to detox diet for a short time, follow this 7-day program that we are going to give you.
Detox diet. Oh, 算是一个排毒计划，当然这个排毒并不是排毒养颜那个意思，而是说呢，我们在之前的节目当中也聊了啊，我们的身体当中有各个脏器各具其能，有的脏器呢是专门负责为身体解毒的，但是由于我们平时日常的这种繁忙的学习或者工作，或者是不是特别健康的饮食习惯，那其中可能都会积聚着很多有毒物质。那如何给我们的身体来一次彻底的排毒呢？ Well, here's a plan. See if you can follow that.
Yes, exactly. So let's start with the first one. All right. So these are the foods you have to avoid, and you're going to tell me if you can do it or not.Which I know that I could. I could do
a void. All right, let's see.
Are you ready? Alcohol?
No problem. I don't drink.
Cigarettes.
For 7 days, maybe.
No, you couldn't. Don't even lie.
No problem.
You're the same guy that smokes like 10-second breaks because you have to have your nicotine.
All right.
You're like,
don't tell them that.
Okay. Milk products?
You have to avoid milk products.
Yes, including which is milk, cheese, dairy.
Even ice cream.
But this is with the exception of half a cup of unsweetened yogurt with whatever they say that is a day. So you can have unsweetened yogurt, which actually is not that great.
No.
But the thing that I do that makes it good is I put nuts in it, like pecans or almonds and a few raisins.
Don't you have to avoid nuts as well?
No.
All right.
Okay, so sugar, honey, maple syrup, artificial sweeteners.
So anything sweet.
Anything sweet that tastes good. Basically, no Diet Coke because that's artificial sweeteners. No Coke, no fake tea.
No nothing.
God, that just sounds terrible.
Yeah, it certainly does.
Yes. And grains such as wheat, bread, biscuits, pasta. Yeah, I mean, basically, they're basically telling you to kill yourself.
Yeah, starve yourself to death.
Yes. So barley, oats, and rice.
So what do you eat?
Oh, I think everybody in China, if they couldn't eat rice, would just have a heart attack. Like, that's just not possible.
I mean, I can not eat rice, but you have to give me something to eat, right?
Maybe. You can have your coffee. Actually, you can't have coffee either.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, you cannot have coffee. So let's see. Okay, these are the things you can eat. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Fruit. Any and all fresh fruit.
All right.
Vegetables. Any and all fresh vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Fish. You can have fresh, canned, and water or olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Lean red meat, chicken without the skin, so you can't go and, like, eat the fat off the chicken and say, delicious. Mm. No, which I don't like anyway.
Just peel off the fat and the skin?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can have kidney beans, chickpeas, or lentils.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So you can have nuts.
Well, see, the thing is, I don't like chickpeas. I only like hummus, which are made from chickpeas. So I'm wondering if that's the same.
All right.
Kidney beans I only like with rice, so that's not going to work.
You like it with rice?
Yeah, kidney beans and rice. They serve that a lot in China.
Yeah, but I'm okay with kidney beans at all.
Okay. Mm. All right, let's go. Eggs.
Mm.
Olive oil.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts, so you can use almonds, walnuts, macadamias, and cashews.
You know, that doesn't sound so bad now after hearing what you can eat.
No, it doesn't. It sounds pretty good.
Mm.
You can have seeds, sesame, pumpkin, and sunflower seeds, which I don't eat any of those. And in fact, when I was around 10 years old, I remember we went to a pumpkin patch, and we picked out our pumpkins, and we brought them home, and we were carving our pumpkins, okay? And my mom, what you can do is you can actually take the seeds and cook them and eat them.
Yeah.
I remember my mom cooked them and ate them, and I just did not hold them down. And ever since then, I can't even stand the smell of pumpkin seeds. Even though I love pumpkin.
You know, Chinese people eat these seeds a lot, either pumpkin seeds or sunflower seeds. They don't really cook them. I think they just dry the pumpkin seeds, and I think they're okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, you can have green tea, white tea, black tea, decaffeinated.
What is white tea? Enlighten me.
White tea? I have no idea. It's white.
Just plain water.
Yeah, basically it looks like water. I guess so. I don't know what white tea is, but green tea. And then you can have water, anywhere from 1 liter to 3 liters of water per day. That's hard. I think the hardest thing for me would be getting rid of dairy, but getting rid of sugar. Because each day someone wants like a little bit of chocolate or a little bite of this or a little bite of that. And then not eating bread and carbs, like that's going to be hard.
这个健康饮食的单子还真的是蛮难的啊。不光是说的这个不能够摄入任何的糖分啊，当然这个脂肪好像也有提到啊，但是呢，最关键的是不能够摄入碳水化合物，换句话说什么米饭呐、馒头啊、米面啊，这些都不能吃。这一开始听起来好像就没活路了，但是呢，之后解释完了以后，其实也还可以。什么呢？可以吃水果，可以吃蔬菜啊，蔬菜当然不能用油炒了啊，可以吃这个沙拉呀，或者是用橄榄油啊也可以。那另外呢，还有这种坚果类的，不管是什么腰果啊、榛子呀，另外我们刚才说瓜子儿。当然这瓜子就包括葵花籽啊、南瓜籽啊等等，这些都可以，甚至是西瓜籽也可以。所以说听起来好像还没有那么差，但是还有一点就是不能吃任何带糖的东西，换句话说呢，什么咖啡啊，当然咖啡你就算没有糖它也不能喝，这咖啡这一项就不能够要。那任何的这种带糖的饮料也都不可以，只能喝水。Well, this is difficult, but maybe doable for a week.
I honestly don't think you could do it. If you were being paid, do you think you could do it?
I don't think I have the will, to do this. But if I do, a week, that's doable.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't think that you could do it.
I'll let you know.
All right, you let me know. Okay, right. Let's continue on. How to do this diet.
Mm.
Okay? So the detox plan for the next 7 days, number one.
So besides all these food regulations,
you have to actually do specific things.
Okay.
Okay. Morning lemon juice. This is an oldie but a goodie to kickstart the digestion and cleanse the system. Squeeze the juice of half a lemon in a cup of hot water drink first thing in the morning before breakfast.
I hate lemon juice.
You do? That's not so bad.
If you put a little honey in there, okay.
But there's no honey allowed.
Yeah, that's why. So.
And no sweeteners.
Yep.
I'm sorry, maybe you can put your nuts in there and
oh, that's a good
your
idea.
Peanuts and see if that tastes good.
All right.
All right, so we have number two.
Mm.
You have to exercise.
Oh, okay.
So during detox, aim to exercise for 1 hour daily and not just any exercise, something that makes you pant and puff and raise a sweat. Like spin class, jog along the beach, walking uphill, hot yoga, or boxing. And in fact, actually, my friend told me about a boxing class that I think I want to take. Yeah, somewhere like, I can't remember if it's a girl or a guy or both that teach this boxing class, but it's supposed to be really, really good. Like, after 1 hour, you literally can't stand. So.
You know, there's a girl in a radio station who is taking boxing classes, and she's actually competing.
Really? Tell me more.
All right. I'll tell you later.
I said, I'll tell you later. No, I mean, like, when you say she's actually competing, is she a co-host? What does she do?
No, she's a host of another show, and I think she went to this boxing class, or maybe it's a training program. Not really sure about that. And then she was competing in one of those, like, amateur championships of women boxing here in Beijing.
Very cool.
Yeah. But it's still hard to imagine because although she's not really one of those tiny little girls, she's not really, you know, those type that you would relate to boxing.
Mm-hmm.
But she did it, and I think she's feeling pretty well about it.
Oh, that's great. Good, good, good. Good, good, good.
Or you don't have to box, right?
But boxing actually sounds really fun, though. It's a really, really great workout. It involves every muscle in your body, pretty much.
It sounds really painful, too.
Yeah, it does. I'd love to see you in the ring.
No, I won't.
You'd be sleeping.
That might happen.
You'd miss your match.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to number three. Raw foods.
What do you mean raw foods? Like nothing cooked?
That's right. Aim to cut out the cooking process and eat mainly raw foods. Raw foods contain more nutrients than enzymes. Try adding fresh sprouts to a salad daily. So, raw vegetables such as, like, do Chinese people eat raw vegetables? Like broccoli, carrots, that type of thing?
Yeah, they do now.
They do now.
Yeah, they seldom did, like, maybe 20 years ago. But now, salad is, I think it's fine for most Chinese people, although I don't think they would prefer raw vegetables.
Yeah.
But that's okay now.
Oh, yeah, so raw vegetables also, like, basically if you know, in the store, I'm so tempted to buy, like, honey-flavored almonds or barbecue-flavored pecans or whatever it might be. Those seem really good, but you're supposed to eat them raw with nothing. Just no flavor, no salt, no nothing.
Raw pig livers. That sounds good.
Disgusting. Absolutely gross.
That's what our ancestors ate.
Okay, then why don't you go ahead and eat the pig liver?
Because that's probably not the healthy diet for the week.
It could be. It's lean meat. What about the pig tongue?
Raw?
Yes, raw.
That would be like virtually kissing a pig.
Basically, yeah, absolutely. I don't want to eat, and I don't want to taste anything that can taste me back. Don't laugh, I've used the bathroom so badly. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so let's move on to the next portion. Okay, so detox your mind, which I think you definitely need to do.
I mean, you would say so. You know, I am detoxing by saying all these things to you.
Yeah, sure. Okay, so while you're detoxing the body, it's good to clear your mind from the clutter. So basically, like, sleep till noon.
And do a little bit of zen.
Yeah, exactly, and play video games in the middle of the night.
Oh, that's so detoxicating.
Yes, it is. So if you don't know how to meditate, try belly breathing. So basically breathe from your belly, not your chest.
Okay.
Breathe in through your nose, counting slowly 3 to 4 counts. 1, 2, 3, and 4.
One, two, three, asleep. Yeah. You know, let me ask you this. Have you ever meditated before? Or try to?
I try, but because my brain is always on the run, there's no way I can meditate. Like, I'm just like, what am I getting out of here? Am I done? Am I done? It's 4 minutes up. This is dinged for a long time. Why is it so dark in here? Like, this is how my brain works.
Meditating, 冥想，我们说在这个身体排毒的同时，同时也要让我们的大脑排毒。怎么排毒呢？冥想是一个很好的方法，据说，但是说实话，我从来没有尝试过冥想。因为我实在是不知道冥想算是什么呢？就是什么都不想吗？ You know, I might have meditated a lot, not purposely. It's like each time I have trouble sleeping.
Yeah.
If I had maybe too much coffee. Oh, I'm getting old. Because coffee didn't really do me a thing.
Yeah, coffee doesn't work on me either.
Yeah, but now it does. Like if it's a couple hours before I go to bed, I drink some coffee, then it would be really a difficult time for me to be asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And in that case...I don't think that's meditating, but I would clear my mind. I would tell myself to think about nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I was just focusing on, like, blankness.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Anything I think, I cut it off. I don't think, or I, at least I try to not think about anything. And doing that for 5 or 10 minutes, I'll be asleep.
Wow.
I don't know if that's meditation. I don't think it is.
Wait, well, so basically your brain doesn't work.
I tell my brain to not work on anything.
Oh, I think that sounds pretty easy for you. Brian, you're not supposed to do this 24 hours a day. You're only supposed to do it 15 minutes a day.
you won't let go one single chance. Whatever you say.
No way. Only do it for 15 minutes. You got it?
Now you're detoxicating your brain.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so drinking, how you drink. So basically, aim to drink 3 liters of fluid daily.
3 liters?
Liter.
I don't even know how much that is.
Yeah, me neither, but you can look it up on Google. Yeah, or Baidu or whatever. Okay.
Or there's another saying, drink 8 big glasses of water.
Yeah, but that's still not enough.
But that's a lot.
Nah, it's supposed to be 64 ounces. Do you know how much that is?
No idea.
Okay, forget it. Look it up.
Well, you have to tell us how much that is. You brought that up.
I know, but I know how... I just told you, 64 ounces,
how much
liter...
is that? In glasses.
Oh, my God, in glasses. Like, I don't know, 25 glasses. Who knows?
I'll kill you.
Okay, all right. So it says that this will help move the lymph and support kidney detoxification. So choose pre-or spring fresh vegetable juice and herbal detox teas, or make your own brew by mixing one of a combination of dandelion root and nettle, cleavers, calendula. I have no idea.
Whatever all those are.
Yeah, all this weird stuff. But I know that Chinese... In China, they have, like, Chinese medicine, you know?
What about them?
I was going to say that Chinese medicine is always, at least from my perspective, always has all these fresh, earthly, you know, like, stuff that they use, whether it's tea or leaves or...
But, you know, in Chinese medicine, they seldom use fresh ones.
Well, not fresh, but
they're
it always...
dry or baked.
Yeah, dry or baked, but they still use, like, these natural supplements, stuff that comes from the earth that's good for you, like this type of thing.
Yeah,
so,
that's the sole idea of Chinese medicine.
Yeah, exactly. So my point is, if, you know, you're in traditional Chinese medicine, we're in China, so you can go and ask anybody, and they'll probably give you a really great way to detoxify your body.
Well, don't be surprised if you find any bugs or worms in there.
Very nice. I will be making my own tea.
Oh, don't worry. It'll be dry and baked. Let's continue.
Let's continue. All right, body brushing.
Body brushing?
So, brush all the long hair on your body. I'm just kidding. Okay, so doing this daily will support circulation and increase skin detoxification. Using a loofah, you know what a loofah is?
Sort of.
It's kind of like just something you shower with. I don't know if you take a shower or not, but like... It's like a sponge, and you basically just rub your body.
Okay.
Like one of those things you use for sure.
I would use those for sure.
Okay. Well, using a loofah or natural fiber body brush, brush your skin with firm circular strokes before you step into the shower. Oh, maybe I think I know why. Yeah, this makes sense.
Why don't you just punch yourself?
Yeah, that makes a good idea.
Right?
Yeah, instead of punching yourself, why don't you hire me to do it?
Well, in the shower? No,
this
you.
Is before.
Oh.
Yes.
All right.
So I'm just kidding. Okay, so you brush yourself. So you brush the skin. This is supposed to be something nice, not harsh, Brian. So you brush
your
skin.
And this is also in the Chinese medical theory.
Really?
It helps the circulation of your blood and, you know, whatever qi it is in your body.
Oh, that's so cool. Mm. Okay, so what you do is you start from the feet and hands, move up the legs and towards the arms, avoiding the delicate area of the throat and face and any rash or sore spots. Then jump in the shower. Finish your shower with 1 minute burst cold water, which brings the circulation to the skin.
Mm, that sounds painful.
It does, actually.
I don't
Nobody
like
wants
showers.
To do this
no.
on, you know, this uncomfortable stuff.
But maybe it's fine for the summer days.
Maybe.
Mm.
All right, last one. Chew.
Mm,
not Chewbacca.
I will chew, but, you know, chew really carefully. Is that what you're saying?
No. Chew 10 to 12 times before swallowing.
That's what I said, right?
Oh, is that what you meant? Each bite of food.
Each bite.
Yeah, so even if it's like mashed potatoes, chew it like it's bubble gum.
You know, interestingly, this is also recorded in the Chinese medical theory.
Really?
Yeah, and it says if you want to live up to 100 years old, this is the only thing you have to do.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Now, that sounds more like a fairy. Now, what do you call them? Like a tale from a long time ago?
No, it's not really a tale. It's only a saying. Of course, that's apparently not enough. But this definitely help you to become more healthy. But I could never do that. You know, food to me is only a means to survive, so I wouldn't really want to chew my food 20 to 25 times per bite. He said 12.
I said 10 to 12, not 25 times.
I think he said 12 to 25 or something.
I said 10 to 12.
10 to 12?
Yes.
Still not doable.
10 to 12 times before swallowing.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah, maybe I said 10 to 12 times, not 25.
Mm.
But anyways, still, 10 to, let me think, 1.
10's fine, I think. You don't have to demonstrate that.
No, I'm trying to figure it out. But I don't even chew a hamburger 10 to 12 times. One gulp and it's gone.
这个也是咱们中医理论有的一条啊，食物要细嚼慢咽。对我来说有点难啊，但是如果说的每一口食物嚼十次，我觉得这个还是可以做到的啊。我刚才听25次，这实在是太费劲了。All right, 10 times might be doable.
Might be.
Mm.
Well, okay, so yes, doing this brings mindfulness to meal times, improves digestion, allows you to feel a sense of fullness without a need to overeat.
Ah.
So basically, chewing on air, fake eating.
Yeah.
Chewing 10 to 12 times when there's like your mashed potatoes have been gone for 5 minutes and you're still chewing.
You can just grind your teeth every day so you don't have to eat anymore.
That's right. Then you can only eat soft foods like, you know, potatoes and...
Oh, by the way, you mentioned, like, fresh fruit juice is okay.
Yeah, vegetable juice.
Vegetable juice?
Well, actually, not fresh juice as in you go to the store and buy apple juice, because they add a lot of sugar to that.
Okay.
Fresh juice, such as you can squeeze it
mm-hmm.
from an orange, squeeze it... Well, can you squeeze it from an apple? How do they get apple juice?
I don't know.
I think they ferment it somehow.
No, I think they get it from a blender.
Apple juice?
Mm.
No.
No? Are you sure?
No, but it doesn't even
sound
just right.
I think they just mash it and get the juice out.
That doesn't even sound right, though.
Mm.
Anyways, so don't detox if you're pregnant, breastfeeding, elderly, have high blood pressure, are underweight, mm. or against your health practitioner's recommendation, or if your name is Brian.
I was about to say, fortunately, I was not in any of those.
You are in a UR. I added you myself just because
I know you did.
In case your wife might find you on the floor from not eating, you know, dairy for one day. Or something.
哎呀，真的听起来还是蛮难的一份单子，因为不光要控制饮食，还有每天这么多的要做的事情啊。But if you want to detoxicate your body, maybe it's worth a go, and it's only for a week.我们说这个整个这么一个列表真的要做到很难，但是只需要一个星期的时间，如果有这个决心，我觉得大家可以尝试一下啊。For me, I have to say now, probably too much. But for you, who's willing to do this and make yourself more healthy, then try it. It's only 7 days, doable.What about you, Rose? Do you think you can carry that out?
I think I can. I have not actually detoxified before, but I know that I could do it because it depends on your reason for doing it. If your reason for doing it is you truly want it, then absolutely you can do it. It's going to be difficult, but you can do it. If you don't really have any...
Motivation.
Yeah, motivation. Or not only that, just no reason for doing it. I mean, if you're fine with your body, you're fine with your health.
Yeah, I have no reason to do that.
Oh, Brian, then I think that, you know, it's okay, but I could definitely do it. It would just mean that it would be a little bit painful.
所以确实是啊，无论在任何的领域 ，no pain no gain， 对吧？这个想要得到，总得有所付出，就算是对于自己的身体健康也是如此。当然了，我觉得比这个排毒方案更重要的是保持自己日常生活状态的一种健康。I think this is more important, you know, to keep your daily routine more healthy. That way, maybe you can save one of these detoxicating sessions.
Yeah.
好吧，那我们今天呢就把这个介绍给大家，如果觉得自己需要也有这个意志力的朋友可以去尝试一下。 Otherwise, just live a normal, healthy life daily.
That's right.
Thank you for being with us. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
本节目教材由盛智学习集团美国国家地理学习公司提供。
They're your feelings. They're my feelings too. When I feel happy, you can see a smile on my face. When I feel sad, you might see me cry.
接下来您将听到 Reading Time 外语生活读书精彩。
身边有国宝，隔壁有玩家。
So good， 快带他来，所听即所得。北京电台首届听友节之乐友周，
7/26至8/1，15家欢乐圣地随你挑，20个好玩项目任你耍，超级密室、JSF、撕名牌等，尽情释放青春与激情。
北京电台主持人带你玩转帝都，酷爽一下。了解活动详情，请关注微信公众号“听友吧”。
我是红颖，我是一个作家，我喜欢读书，我也喜欢抄书，所以我看到精彩的句子、精彩的故事，我都抄下来。普希金斯基是抄下来的，还有巴尔扎克好多。读书过带来的是让我忘记现在的世界，而进入别人的世界。
第六届北京阅读季，欢迎您的参与。
阅读加我一个。
Radio 774，声音在耳边，世界在心里。北京外语广播，聆听资讯，分享优质生活。
But I can't